This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with co-host, Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hi, Dave.
There is a new measurement of manufacturing in Rhode Island. It's sponsored in part by the Rhode Island Manufacturers Association. That's the subject today as we welcome Bill McCourt, executive director of the Rhode Island Manufacturers Association. Thanks, Bill, for coming.
Dave, Mark, it's a pleasure to be here.
Let's ask a general question, first of all. Is there a new definition of manufacturing?
I don't know that there's so much a new definition of manufacturing. It's certainly taking on a different meaning. I think part of what we're trying to accomplish is get the word out there that the manufacturing of today, the technology-based manufacturing, is much different than what people knew it to be years ago. Our message is it's not your grandparents' shop floor anymore. The jobs are more challenging, but the work environment is more challenging, cleaner, safer.
Now, the manufacturing survey has come out. Any of the major findings are important to you? What are the major findings important to you?
First and foremost, a lot of it may be confirmation of some things that we believed anecdotally, and now what we're finding out is that some of our thoughts and concepts were actually reality. So going out and really getting that affirmation is critically important.
Such as?
Well, I think a lot of things, even just on the regulatory front. We believe that there are certain issues facing manufacturers based upon a small segment of those that were active. And I think with this survey, what we've been able to do is do a broader outreach, get in touch with companies that we typically didn't talk to day in, day out. And what they're doing is we're finding out from them that those issues that we believe based upon a minority are actually true in the majorities.
And you were talking to this survey is the 1,200 or so firms with 20 or more employees. Is that right?
Correct. That was our starting point.
And then actually the idea is sometime in about a year, you'll pivot and then go to the rest, maybe another 600 with fewer than 20. Is that about right?
That's what we're estimating. We started this, and unfortunately what happened was there isn't today an accessible database of manufacturing companies. And so part of our challenge is when you ask the question, how many manufacturers are there in the state of Rhode Island? That was a bit problematic. So our starting point really went back to a database that had been maintained at one point in time at EDC, but hadn't been updated in a number of years, which had, I believe, about 2,500 manufacturers. And that was our starting point to start paring down from there to identify and really create a comprehensive list of all the manufacturers. And again, our starting point was about 1,000. We drew a line at about 20 or more employees, according to this list. And we're going through, we're finding duplications, we're finding my old company where I previously worked that was sold was still on the list. So we need to do a lot of updating and refreshing.
And who's doing the actual work here?
Well, it's a collaborative effort. The core team, in addition to Reimer, has been the folks up at the Chaffee Center at Bryant University. It's been the folks at EDC as well as the folks at RIMES. So it's a collaborative effort for organizations. Fortunately, through the Make It Happen process, and the Rhode Island Foundation provided us with a grant and has allowed us to hire a number of interns coming from URI, PC, and Bryant. So we now have a lot of interns doing the legwork, doing a lot of the research on the companies.
The report seems to show a continued strong presence of manufacturing in Rhode Island. Is that something that might surprise people?
I'm finding out that it has. We've always been around. We may not be as strong in numbers in terms of employment. We're not at 120,000 employees anymore. We're at 40,000 employees. But we never went away. We're still, as we say, an integral source or part of the economy here in Rhode Island. It needs to be something that we're paying attention to based upon the wages that we pay. Technology has gotten to a point where we're never going to be 120,000 employees. But we believe we're at 40 today. We believe we can grow to 50 at some point in time in the future. We don't think that's a dramatic stretch. Again, it's going to take a lot of hard work, and that's part of this collaborative effort of identifying companies to make that happen.
Productivity has really played a big role in maybe not growing employment, but making it more stable. And there was at World Trade Day, this was released as part of that. John Hazen-White, president of Tayco, mm-hmm. said, and I think the numbers were 20 years ago, they had 500 employees and it was a $50 million business. Today, 500 employees, it's a $200 million business. So they've just become so much more productive than they have been in the past.
That's absolutely true, Mark. And there is a lot of things that are happening, but most of the companies now see capital investment into technology and machinery and so on and so forth, is allowing them to maintain their employee base. That direct relationship between a company spending money on capital equipment and adding employees has changed over the years. Because of technology. You know, a lot of these are replacing the lower-end, unskilled-type work that was done in the past. But, again, you know, what we're finding is it takes a lot of effort to grow from 40,000 to 50,000. I don't see any way that we could ever be at 120,000 employees in the state of Rhode Island in manufacturing. I just don't think we have that type of capability. I mean, that would be phenomenal.
That's happened in every big major industry.
Absolutely.
Steel making, auto making. They're all much smaller, yet producing more.
So. Right. Exactly.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. And our guest is Bill McCourt, Executive Director of the Rhode Island Manufacturers Association.
Now, a lot of the manufacturers in Rhode Island are actually suppliers to larger manufacturers. So they supply very specific parts. And those larger companies are now demanding more transparency and more investment from their partners, which is driving some of this, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we are a state, when people look at it, I think first is if people knew what was produced in the state of Rhode Island, they would really say, you know, they'd be amazed at the things that it produces. That said, we're a Gazinta state here. A lot of the products that are made here in Rhode Island are sold to other companies that use those components in a further production. So I think a lot of times we don't see some of the end products that are made here in Rhode Island because they're just a component of something else. But again, supply chain demands. Folks are looking back at their supply chain and they want to make sure that the companies are there that are investing, that can stay with them. The tolerances, the precision, a lot of these things we're seeing every single day get more and more demanding. And the companies here have to demonstrate that they're willing to invest in that, whether it's through human resource or capital investment, that they can keep up with that. They're going to stay in business for their suppliers tomorrow.
We have this extensive report on manufacturing in Rhode Island, and we have a wealth of numbers. So where do you go from here with that?
Well, right now that's going to be part of a grander implementation strategy. I think there are a couple of things we're looking to come out of this survey. One is just the confirmation of what we think is true, but also it's to find out and address the specific concerns of the companies and how do we deal with those and how do we change those. If it's on the lending front, then what we need to do is we need to start peeling it away. A number of respondents had indicated that financing is a problem. We knew financing was a problem. We just didn't know some of the specifics. Now, as we get in and we start peeling that away, will we find companies that, you know, their financial performance due to the downturn just puts them in a precarious situation financially? Absolutely. That's true. But where are the other folks lying? You know, what are some of and some of it may be equity, and we're trying to identify how do we fill those equity needs. Some of it may be financing through the EDC and a revolving loan fund, and how do we spur that on, or through the SBA and some type of SBN loan funding, or conventional financing. But we want to start developing partners in addressing the problem. So part of the process is, as someone identifies a problem, we're trying to get either a phone call or a face-to-face visit with these companies. We want to make sure we understand it. If it's legislative or regulatory, you know, what do I do with it? How do I work with the Office of Regulatory Reform? Make sure it's on their radar screen. If it's lending, then, you know, EDC is taking that first pass on the lending. If it's import, exporting, then it's the folks at the Chaffee Center trying to get out there and try to see how we work with them on that.
Okay, we are out of time and have to leave the subject right there. Our thanks to Bill McCourt, the head of the Rhode Island Manufacturers Association. Bill, thank you.
Thank you so much. It's really my pleasure.
And thanks to Providence Business News editor and co-host Mark Murphy.
Great to be here, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.